the synopsis for the Canadian Opera Company's production of Benjamin Britten's Death in Venice. The opera is in two acts with one intermission. Act one begins in Munich. A spiritually exhausted Gustav von Aschenbach is walking alone through the streets. He speaks to a traveler who tells him great stories about the lands to the south and encourages von Aschenbach to journey there. On the ship, von Aschenbach speaks to an elderly fop who teases him, telling him that he'll find everything he's looking for in Venice. A gondolier rows him across the water to the Lido. As he gets out, von Aschenbach turns to pay the man, but he's disappeared. Von Aschenbach compares the gondola to a black coffin and his journey across the water like a journey across the River Styx to the underworld. At the hotel on the Lido, the manager shows him his room, complete with a view of the sea. Alone, von Aschenbach watches a Polish family pass by. He's struck by the beauty of the young son. Sitting on the beach, von Aschenbach watches the young Polish boy and learns his name is Tadzio. He notices Tadzio's pride and youthful beauty. Von Aschenbach walks the streets of Venice, but the heat and smell of the city make him uncomfortable, and he decides to visit the mountains for fresh air. At the hotel, Tadzio passes him in the hallway and looks at him for the first time. Von Aschenbach reconsiders his decision to leave. Looking out his hotel window, he watches Tadzio and realizes that the boy is the reason he has stayed. On the beach, von Aschenbach watches Tadzio and his friends play. He approaches the boy, but at the last moment he cannot bring himself to speak. When Tadzio's family returns, the boy smiles at him. Von Aschenbach realizes the truth. Unheard, he whispers, "I love you." At the beginning of Act Two, von Aschenbach has begun writing as he struggles to put his interest in Tadzio into a creative context. In the hotel's barbershop, the barber asks him if he's afraid of the sickness. Von Aschenbach asks him to explain, but the barber refuses to elaborate. Von Aschenbach detects a medicinal sweetness in the air. He buys a German newspaper where he reads that there are rumors of cholera in Venice, and German citizens are being urged to leave. When he sees the Polish family, he determines that they must not know about the warnings. He decides to follow them. He follows them all day, not caring what anyone might think of him. A group of players entertain the hotel visitors. The hotel porter worries that the leader of the players has been indiscreet about the cholera with von Aschenbach and warns him to be silent. A clerk at the travel bureau is trying to help a crowd of travelers leave Venice. Von Aschenbach asks why they are all leaving. When pressed, the clerk admits that Asiatic plague has hit Venice. Von Aschenbach is frantic to warn Tadzio's mother. She walks right by him, but again he is unable to speak. He wonders what it might be like if everyone were to die and only he and Tadzio were left alive. Von Aschenbach is disturbed by a dream in which Apollo resists Dionysus's call to indulge his baser instincts. As he awakes, von Aschenbach realizes he can fall no further. The hotel barber dyes von Aschenbach's hair and applies makeup to his face. He sees the Polish family on the streets in Venice and follows them as usual. Tadzio hangs back a little and looks at von Aschenbach directly. He's flustered but excited that Tadzio does not betray his presence. He continues to follow the family until he's too weary to go on. The hotel manager and porter arrange for the departure of the Polish family. Out on the beach, von Aschenbach sits in his usual chair. Tadzio is wrestling with his friend, but the game becomes rough and Tadzio is pushed into the sand. Von Aschenbach attempts to go to him. Tadzio slowly wades out into the sea, turning with a beckoning gesture to von Aschenbach, who slumps back into his chair, dead. To find out more about our production and what else is happening at the Canadian Opera Company, please visit our website at coc.ca.